So what I'd like to do for a little while for the next several weeks, I want to do some children's messages on the topic of why do we do that? I want to talk about stuff that we do in church and ask why do we do that. Here's what I want to ask this morning is, why do we stand for the gospel reading? Have you ever wondered about that? Did you notice that in church, how many scripture readings did we have? We have an Old Testament reading and an epistle reading and a gospel reading. So how many is that? There's three readings. For two of them, we sit down, and for one of them, we stand up. Have you ever noticed that? We just did it a minute ago. So the first reading is the Old Testament reading. And you know, the Bible is one book, right? But there's 66 books in that book, right? 66 individual books. And here they are, some of the Old Testament books. I wrote them all down. We're not going to read them all right now because there's 39 of them. But some of them have difficult names like Chronicles or Ecclesiastes, and some aren't so tough like Genesis or Exodus. You know what? All these books, they're called the Old Testament. Every one of these books was written before Jesus was born. Did you know that? Before Jesus was born, these books were written. And then there's a bunch of other letters from the New Testament. People call them the epistles. Epistle means letters. And these are letters that people like Paul or Peter or James wrote, books like Romans and Ephesians and Philippians. All these letters were written after Jesus had gone back to heaven, right? You remember how when Jesus lived and he died on the cross, he rose again, and then he went back to heaven. So Old Testament was written when? Right, Jesus wasn't born yet. So those are really old books. And all these books are written after Jesus went back to heaven. And you know what the Gospels are? These are the books that were written about Jesus while he was on earth. That's why those are very special books, right? There's four of them. Can you read them? What are they?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, four Gospels. And every one of those books is about the life of Jesus, his birth, his teachings, his miracles, the way he interacted with people. And that's a special time, right? So all these books are Bible, but these books are unique, right, about the life of Jesus among us. And so when we read the Gospels, what do? To acknowledge them, we stand, right? When we hear the gospel lessons, we stand. Do we do that every week? Yep, we do. Every single week, we sit for the Old Testament. These are Bible books. These are Bible books. But the Gospels are so special. We want to acknowledge the wonderful part of Jesus' life and ministry among human beings. And so we stand for the Gospel. That's why we do that. We stand for the Gospel. It's about the life of Jesus, the Savior. All right? Okay, thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back now.